NSA, Representative Peter King has said that he believes that Glenn Greenwald should be prosecuted for his leaks. Does the president share that view, first of all? And secondly, Speaker Boehner today said that he's surprised the White House has not spoken out more forcefully in defense of the program and explaining more forcefully why it's necessary. Would you just react to that?
Well, I think you heard the president speak about his views on the program and the necessity, the programs in question here, and the necessity to have such programs in place in order to protect our national security. And I think you heard the president make clear that he believes that in the trade-offs that we have to make to pursue our security and protect our privacy, we have found through the system we have the right balance. But he understands that others may have a different opinion, and that the debate about that is an important one. On the issue itself of the necessity of these programs, the president agrees with General Alexander, the head of the NSA, who spoke yesterday on Capitol Hill about the programs under Sections 215 and 702 and how they have helped thwart dozens of attacks. And he used two examples that have been declassified, and I think it's important. You heard Director Clapper mention them as well. There was a plot to attack the New York City subways in early September of 2009, and while monitoring the activities of al-Qaeda terrorists in Pakistan, the NSA noted contact from an individual in the U.S. that the FBI subsequently identified as Colorado-based Najibullah Zazi. The U.S. intelligence community, including the FBI and NSA, worked in concert to determine his relationship with al-Qaeda, as well as identify any foreign or domestic terrorist links. The FBI tracked Zazi as he traveled to New York to meet up with co-conspirators where they were planning to conduct a terrorist attack. Zazi and his co-conspirators were subsequently arrested, and Zazi, upon indictment, pled guilty to conspiring to bomb the New York City subway system. This plot at the time was characterized as, quote, the most serious terrorist threat on U.S. soil since 9/11. And we were able to, the government and the NSA and the FBI and all of the agencies working together were able to thwart that attack because of the tools available to them, authorized by Congress, overseen by federal judges and by Congress, as well as internally by the executive branch. A second plot in Chicago in October of 2009, David Coleman Headley, a Chicago businessman and dual U.S.-Pakistani citizen, was arrested by the FBI as he tried to depart from Chicago O'Hare Airport on a trip to Europe. Headley was charged with support of terrorism based on his involvement in the planning and reconnaissance of the hotel attack in Mumbai 2008. And at the time of his arrest, Headley and his colleagues were plotting to attack the Danish newspaper that published the unflattering cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad at the behest of al-Qaeda. Compelled collection authorized under the FISA Section 702 against foreign terrorists and metadata analysis authorized under the business records provision of FISA.